I wish there was time to play more of that set for you. What you just heard was Haley's Comet from November 22nd, 1997, the Hampton Coliseum, the spaceship. Just an incredible room in terms of energy and vibe. That was the Haley's that opened set two of the second night at Hampton. I spared you the human sacrifice section of the show. The crowd was chanting for Destiny Unbound right before that was played, and Trey either couldn't understand them or decided to be funny to turn it around a little bit there. But sick piece of music, really just focuses on every aspect of the band, starting in the old days in the middle 80s when their friend from Goddard, Richard Wright, also known as Nancy, penned that tune, stretching all the way through the funk era. There was only time for the Haley's, but the Tweezer, Black Eyed Katie, Piper, Antelope that finishes that set is amazing, and we should all keep our fingers crossed for the eventual release of that show, as well as the night before with Ghost and Slave, and the night after from Winston-Salem with the Bathtub Gin Disease, Lowrider Disease, that is the meat of that second set. Coming on the heels of the incredible shows out at Denver, the second of which was released as Live Fish 11, and Champagne as well. Sick, sick time for the band, no question, and a favorite time for many people to listen to. The next level, intergalactic space sound that was starting to develop, and you'll hear the beginnings of it in that Haley's, carried us on into Stash from the Island Tour, April 2nd, 1998, from Nassau Coliseum. Stash took place in the first set, which opened with a ripping tube, and really set the tone for four of the most incredible nights ever in Fish history. The band released all four nights of the Island Tour in July of 2005 on CD and at livefish.com, and working on that set of releases was a high honor for me personally and for our whole team to be able to put together and help disseminate music that really is that moving and that poignant. Those whole four nights are just one big chunk of magic, and it really moves me every time I hear that stuff. I love that Stash, so I'm glad I was able to highlight it here for you. We're going to jump backwards to 1995, to the Holiday Run, some unreleased material from the Worcester Centrum.